Our great friends at Fratelloni's Ace Hardware Stores brings you this hour of the Garage Logic Podcast.
And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with rookie on production, Chris Reavers, director of social media, John Hyde in the newsroom, and occasionally Kenny from the Krabby Coffee Shop. Here is your flashlight king, fireworks commissioner, and keeper of common sense, your mayor, Joe Soucheray.
Hey, before I forget, it's not just the NBA and the NFL where things are getting goofy.
Yeah.
The rustling of a gum wrapper at a performance of a Mahler symphony last week in the Swedish city of Malmö brought a section of the audience to violence. They started fighting each other.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As Andris Nelsons, an eminent Latvian conductor, coaxed the quiet notes from the string section of the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, a woman in the balcony rustled a bag of gum, the Sydsvenskan newspaper reported. A young man sitting next to her glared and then lost his patience. He snatched the bag from her and threw it to the floor. She waited stoically throughout the rest of the adagietto. Mm-hmm. But at the end, she slapped the guy. Then a guy punched him. They were tearing each other's clothes off.
Did she have the white gloves, too, that she
smacked? Probably.
Yeah, smacked.
Isn't
him.
That something? At a symphony, a Mahler symphony.
Well, you'd think they would be very...
The Samer theory.
I think so, because there's a lot of etiquette and you know, stuff that when you go to those things. Those are hobnob, highbrow.
That's right, Brooke.
Yeah.
That's why I mentioned it. See, it's.
When's the last time you went and saw a symphony?
Boy, it's been a while. I have seen them.
Do you go there thinking, boy, I can't wait till this thing is all done and I get to go home?
I left early.
I don't think they have halftime, do they?
They really aren't my cup of tea.
I like the music, but
where
I just don't know if I'd want to go sit through that for...
Just a minute. We got an emergency.
But we got symphony fans in Garage Logic, right?
I would imagine.
Yeah, our guy Paul that plays the...
He plays the French horn.
Yep.
You're aware of our friend... Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the socialist?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, here's what
What's the development? What's the latest?
Here's what she has to say.
She's come full circle and realized that it's not going to happen.
She's the 29-year-old Democratic socialist from New York. She said at a town hall meeting on Friday that to eradicate climate change and its effects, all that would need to be done is to follow the same blueprint it took to vanquish the evils of Nazi Germany.
No.
It's not analogous. No. Ocasio-Cortez was speaking to supporters at a town hall in College Point in Queens. During her speech, she said that the utilization of American industry and helping hands from around the world could defeat climate change. So when we talk about existential threats, the last time we had a really major existential threat to this country was around World War II, she said, pointing to Nazi Germany. And so we've been here before, and we have a blueprint of doing this before. So what, we should bomb Germany?
Right.
Well, the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
Right.
What we had was an existential threat in the context of a war, Ocasio-Cortez explained. We had a direct threat with another nation. This time it was Nazi Germany. Her suggestion, follow the Nazi vanquishing blueprint. What we did was we chose to mobilize our entire economy and industrialize our entire economy, and we put hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people to work in defending our shores and defending this country. We have to do the same thing in order to get us to 100% renewable energy. Well, see, to do so is much favored by the socialists and the Marxists, because the goal of the climate change people is to destroy American capitalism.
Right.
And destroy America. It has nothing to do with the environment. Nothing. Because she should be asked also, what are you doing about it? What are you personally doing about it?
I don't think she's doing anything.
You think
anything.
She walked to that town hall meeting?
Nope.
She wrote, it's well past... Oh, I can't read any more about her. I can't. I get too upset.
How far is she
stupid.
In her...
Here's the problem. I think she's stupid. I don't think she knows her stuff.
She's running for election, correct?
Yeah, she won the primary.
I wonder if she's going to win the...
Well, that district, right? It's a given, isn't it, Joe, I think?
New York State's 14th congressional district. Well, yeah. She bumped off the guy who held the job for about 100 years,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And she'll win the election just like Ilhan Omar is going to win here. See, I don't like taking any lectures about the climate from people who aren't doing anything about it.
Right.
You know, Ilhan Omar, Five Will Get You Ten, of course, she's on the side of we must do something about climate change.
Immediately.
Right. Well, she flies around the country. She
gives speeches.
She rides in cars, and she has a furnace and air conditioning and appliances. And
but if you approached her and demanded,
well, it's unfair of me to pick on her at this moment. She hasn't introduced herself to the climate change debate. What I'm merely pointing out is Cortez, though, has now. And is there anyone in the news gathering industry that's going to say to her, "What are you personally doing about it?"
I don't think so.
You can invite her on the show. I doubt she'd come on.
We can invite her on.
You know who I heard from?
Who?
Amor Tolles, the guy who wrote A Gentleman in Moscow. We invited him on, last week or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, because he was coming
to
town.
He happened to be in town, and we were alerted to that. I did not know he was in town. He was speaking at some events in Hopkins. And I emailed him, and we didn't hear, but I got it today. And he said, "Hey, sorry to get back to you. I'd love to do it." So we're going to have a...
Oh, via telephone.
If you've
that's
read
fine.
A Gentleman in Moscow, oh boy, I can't wait to talk to this guy. It's the best book I've ever read.
Mm.
Where was I?
You were with the socialism.
Ilhan
and,
Omar.
What if she? What is she doing? Where does she draw the line?
She makes me want to put my head down on a my pillow and get a good night's sleep.
Well, you're gonna if you have a my pillow.
Well, even better is the. The My Pillow mattress topper. Mm-hmm. If you're thinking about spending a lot of money to go buy a new mattress, you should check out the My Pillow mattress topper. Three unique layers designed to provide superior support, distribute your body weight for ultimate comfort, regulate your temperature. That's really important when you're trying to sleep. I personally like a little cooler in the room when I'm trying to sleep.
Yes.
It's washable. The zippered removable cover is washable and dryable. Pillow mattress toppers have a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, 7 sizes from Twin to Cal King. And Mike Lindell is extending a great offer to GL Podcast listeners now through December 31st. You can save 30% on any size MyPillow mattress topper and get 2 MyPillow standard pillows when you enter the promo GL at checkout. 30% off and 2 standard MyPillows you can't lose. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the mattress topper button on the homepage, and enter the promotional code GL at checkout. Sleep better soon. Get yourself a MyPillow mattress topper. Sometimes I find it difficult to sleep when there's a full moon.
Why?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with
because if you
the
can
tides
see the...
or something. I don't know. We're a long way from the ocean, though, aren't we?
Not because you can see the light, but because you just there's a vibe?
No, I think it has something to do with...
Our equilibrium.
No, you're on the right track. What's the word I'm thinking of? Body rhythms, maybe? I don't know. But if you know, I got a MyPillow pillow, so that'll help.
For full moons, I don't really ever see any difference in people's behavior, other than the occasional werewolf when the cloud goes by. And you're
I'm not suggesting that my behavior change. I don't start growling.
Right.
I'm saying it. Sometimes it seems like when there's a full moon, I have more trouble falling asleep than when there's not a full moon.
And you only get one shot.
You get one shot.
Yeah,
I've never known which school I belong to either. When you can't sleep, do you get up or do you lay there?
Lay there.
I lay there.
Just lay there. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You can get up and make pancakes. You're going to wake everybody else up. You're really going to wake yourself up.
I would never do that.
You got another shot at going to sleep if you can't sleep.
Yeah, you're right.
You think so?
I think so.
I think I'm right.
Flashlight, check. Tool belt, check. Attitude, check. He's going in, Joe Souchere.
The sun sets on a peaceful prairie scene.
I don't know how many of these I'm going to do this year.
I know what you're going to say. I do not know what is in your hand. It's Halloween. It's some type of
Halloween's next week.
Yeah, but right now the schools are doing things. Is that what you have?
That's about a school.
What are they doing? What are they banning? What can we no longer let children do that we have done for decades?
You can't sing any Christmas songs that contain the word Jesus.
Oh, we're jumping to Christmas already.
Yeah, yeah. Are the stores full of Christmas stuff?
I haven't been to a store for a while.
I was at a Menards that was full of Christmas stuff over the weekend.
Well, they have their Toy Valley or City.
Well,
or...
no, this was Christmas trees and the whole works.
I don't know how many of these stories I'm going to do this year because I choose to believe that there are probably more schools that will allow you to sing a Christmas song with the word Jesus in it than there are, than there aren't.
Okay, and maybe that's why these make the news.
Well, it becomes a bit tedious to read about these same Mysterians with their faulty reasoning. This is in students reportedly no longer will be singing any Christmas songs with the word Jesus in them for upcoming concerts at a Midlothian, Virginia middle school. David Allen, a parent, said his middle school child came home recently with the news. Students no longer will be singing any Christmas songs with the word Jesus. With that, Allen told WWBT-TV, he emailed the teacher, the choir teacher at Robius Middle School in Midlothian, Virginia, to get to the bottom of things. This is what parents have to do. They have to push back.
Yes.
He didn't get anywhere, but he tried to.
At least you got to try.
The teacher's response was, we had a few students who weren't comfortable singing a piece I have done many times in the past, but it is of a sacred nature and does mention Jesus, the teacher said in an email exchange Allen provided to the station. The teacher's email added that after speaking with school administrators, it was decided they would avoid singing anything of a direct sacred nature in order to increase sensitivity toward the school's increasingly diverse population. It's just such utter nonsense. Such BS.
They're being proactive to not offend others. Do we going proactive?
No, we're increasing sensitivity to everyone except you people who want to sing a song with Jesus in it.
Right.
We're not sensitive to you.
Nah.
We're sensitive to the people who might be uncomfortable. Too bad if you're uncomfortable. Bleep you.
Right. Right. You think the child that played the innkeeper was uncomfortable when he said, there's no room at the inn, but how about a beer?
How about a beer? Allen told WWBT-TV that he received the teacher's email. He also got a diversity notice from the middle school about other topics. And to him, it's part of a troubling trend. It just seems like more and more, everywhere you look, everyone's afraid of stepping on someone's toes, he told the station, adding that a lot of folks are being so sensitive. The concerned dad also noted to WWBT that he has nothing against the teacher or the school, but wants to converse more about opening students' minds. This is what you got to do. This guy's trying.
Wow. Yeah, I give him credit for that.
It's a school. It's a learning educational experience, he told the station. I wouldn't object to my children singing Hindu songs during their celebratory period of time. Allen told WWBT he's unsure which Christmas song mentioning Jesus was next. Last week, Chesterfield County Schools spokesman Sean Smith told the station he reached out to the middle school for more information, but is yet to hear back. The county school spokesman was trying to get the dope. Okay. Why? When did it start that you have to appease the minority of complainers about something?
When did they become so loud?
Often we've had stories of one lady might go into a store and see something that she power washes and says that's racist or whatever, and they yank it off the shelves. Why?
I know when it started. I know when it began. My mother did some calligraphy pieces for First Banks.
Okay.
Way back when.
Yeah.
And they were put up in the banks. I forget which bank it was. Or maybe it was Marquette Bank. I forget. And someone had sent a letter to Mr. Polad and said they were offended. This was a non-Christian man. And a lot of the pieces had to do with Christianity. But they were neat pieces. They were art pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And they called my mother back and said, we're taking your display down.
Well, give me a year on this. Your best estimate.
Early 80s.
Isn't that something?
Very early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother said, well, they're pieces of art. It's not an ode to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman that was offended, I think Mr. Polad at the time didn't want to have any, I don't know.
You know, America is a Judeo-Christian country.
Yep.
It was founded that way. It's always been that way. But the mystery is becoming increasingly successful in eliminating that. There's not a logical reason on earth that the kids at a elementary school in Virginia shouldn't be able to sing Christmas songs no matter what words are in it. There's not a rational reason. But the reason you come up with is the idea of identity politics. And you have people who are not a Christian. So therefore, they must be catered to. Well, no, let them just shut up then during the song. They don't have to sing it if they're so freaked out by it.
And aside from that story that I just told, I grew up, you know, Highland Park had a whole bunch of Christians, whole bunch of non-Christians.
Yeah.
But there was never, I never remember any complaints with, you know, you got a Hanukkah bush, you got a Christmas tree at a store, whatever it is. Field Schlick would have their Christmas display.
Well, people got
every
along.
December.
People got along better than that. This is your mother's story dents this a little, but this is a function of the destroyed academy too. I mean, this is not much of an academy. This middle school is not fulfilling much of its obligation to educate. And they're constantly hypocritical when it comes to this inclusiveness nonsense. You're inclusive except for this group. That's not inclusivity. That's hypocrisy and discrimination. But again, how many of these do you want to do this year? I got news for you. This won't be the last one. Hello?
Yeah. We lost. We lost it here.
What happened?
No, I don't think we can. I think there's no.
What's up?
It had to do with having your Hanukkah bush on display.
Did, huh?
And let's just leave it at that. And
did Saul ever have one?
It took a different turn off the year.
Was Saul?
Well, this is of course it has to be flocked. Yes. I would like to see all Hanukkah bushes flocked.
Well, who wouldn't?
Right.
I'd like to see it.
This is how we are.
Does this song make you uncomfortable?
Are you uncomfortable with the word Jesus?
No, I'm not.
I make a great living. I'm not uncomfortable at all.
Oh, my God.
I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with this.
I'm fine with it.
Flocked.
Neskadol Chayasham.
You know who else
that
is
That means agreed? A great miracle.
You know who else has agreed to come on and... Eric Kaler.
Oh, what? Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I've gotten to know him a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, okay.
However, peripherally, and I planted the idea the other night, and he said, sure. And he
time
gave
out.
Me, yeah.
How about lunch or dinner at East Cliff? Can we do that?
No.
Let's do it. I've never been in East Cliff.
No, we'll be lucky if
you probably like ring a bell. You say, can I get some service?
We'll get him in here for the do we have another John Height newscast, please?
We do, but I'm working the Prez. Yeah. I want East Cliff. Yeah. I bet it's a short ribs at East Cliff. Come on, Prez.
This guy has seen more urban wildlife than a DNR field agent with a PhD, Joe Souchere.
Randy?
Yep.
Stooge?
Stooge, yep.
Stooge, what's up, Stooge? Stooge. Thanks. Randy Stolder.
Stolder. I don't know. He won't tell me how to pronounce it.
I can pronounce it for you if you spelled it for me.
Well, he wants me to Stooge. S-T-U.
S-T-U.
H-L-D.
H-L-D.
R-E.
R-E.
H-E-R.
H-E-R.
But it comes with this disclaimer. Reavers is the one that put it into the system, so it doesn't necessarily mean
it makes no he sense.
Spelled
that
it
does sound right. I think that is
Stooge. Stooge.
Stooger. We always called him Stooger when I was in
Stooger.
High school.
Right. Stooger.
So, yeah. Yeah. You're John Height.
But he says nobody's called him that in about 40 years.
Right. You hang with the Stooger tonight or what?
Here's John Height in the newsroom.
Thank you, Joe. A new poll finds Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith leading their Republican challengers in their races for the U.S. Senate, with Smith locked in a much tighter race in the special election. A latest Minnesota Public Radio News Star Tribune poll shows Smith leading Republican nominee Karen Housley 47-41% in the race for her Senate seat. Housley gained 1 percentage point since the last poll in September.
I'm struck that Housley entered politics for the right reason.
Yes.
A business owner who looked around and thought, this is crazy the way we're getting taxed. And, and I think she wants to be in politics to be useful and not important.
I would agree.
Tina Smith's a careerist. Amy, God lovers, a careerist. Smith or Housley had, has the right idea.
Amy might be, but I give her a little bit more credit, don't you?
For what?
Well, she at least is willing to do some of the dirty work.
What are you talking about?
You're talking about Amy Klobuchar, right?
Yeah.
Well, my point being that she
she's
at least
voted
is,
with her, she's voted with her caucus 98% of the time.
Okay, that's fine, but at least she's willing to be available, to listen, to be someone that is trying to be useful to a certain degree.
I'll give you that. Yeah, Amy and I get along famously. I like her personally, just like I like Mark Dayton personally. Right. I just don't share their political ideologies. Mm-hmm.
Same with your wife. Right? I mean, you know,
when push comes to shove,
you're
right.
You love her to death.
I guess.
But it's just she cancels your vote every time.
Right.
Tense time of the year at the Sutri.
Yes. Up there for the elections? Okay. You ever try to, like, maybe lock her in the garage for the day and maybe just, no?
Speaking of Amy.
She tried with you?
She leads her Republican opponent, Jim Neuberger, 56-33%, with 7% undecided. Wisconsin authorities are intensifying their search near the family's home where 13-year-old Jamie Kloss was last known to be more than a week ago and where her parents were shot dead. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald has put the call out for 2,000 volunteers to take part in a six-hour search for what he calls articles of evidentiary value in connection with her disappearance and the death of her parents. As of early Monday afternoon, after fielding more than 1,000 tips, investigators have disclosed no confirmed sightings of Jamie, who is considered endangered.
Do we know yet if the police believe they have a reason for why these two people were shot?
The police have said nothing to that.
That's a strange story.
It is a very
strange story. They've been very tight-lipped, but I did see a news story where an agent, a former agent, law enforcement agent, who has nothing to do with this investigation, says he assumes the police know more than what they're telling.
They just don't want that information to become
public. They don't want that
public.
Out yet, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they have sound leads to go on. They're just not.
I don't think I've even read, what did this deceased fellow do for a living? Or what did she do?
The father,
do
for,
yeah.
I don't know.
They're not, okay, move on, Jen.
President Trump says the U.S. will begin cutting off or substantially reducing aid to three Central American nations over that migrant caravan heading to the U.S. southern border. He tweeted, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador were not able to do the job of stopping people from leaving their country and coming illegally to the U.S. The three countries received a combined more than $500 million in funding from the U.S. in fiscal year 2017. The president raising the alarm over that group of thousands of migrants traveling through Mexico to the U.S., saying, sadly, it looks like Mexico's police and military are unable to stop the caravan. He added, I have alerted Border Patrol and military that this is a national emergency.
What are we to think of this? Where does a good heart stand on this? 7,233 immigrants registered over the past 3 days at a shelter in Ciudad Hidalgo. They're hell-bent on getting here. What are we to make of this? The left, I guess the left's default position is let them in. Let's go here. I don't know what my position is. I'm terribly confused about this. It strikes me that they're coming here to live in America, but to not be Americans.
They want to leave this land that the higher-ups have stole everything, and there's no life, and there's cartel people. But we can't accommodate them.
Well, we can.
It'd be pretty difficult.
The question is, should we?
Why can't we work out a deal, for real, with Mexico? And I know that's not the best, but I think that situation would be better until we can maybe process them. We can't take that many at once. We need to figure out how to do it in a timely manner. I guess that's what I'm saying. I don't mean refugee camps, but they have to figure out something.
You can apply for asylum in Mexico, right?
Yes, but I don't think that's their goal. You know, Mexico's got obviously has its own problems.
Delta Airlines wants to fly nonstop from
the minute, Jen.
Yeah.
The Mexican government has warned caravan participants of grave risks they could face from human trafficking networks if they illegally enter Mexico.
If they illegally enter Mexico, won't the Mexican authorities register them?
I have no idea.
I don't mean to stay, but at least so they'll know. Maybe they're not that advanced.
Well, the president did say he doesn't think Mexican police will be able to do anything.
Okay, so he sends the military to the border.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? They're not going to shoot people.
No.
Are they going to stand there?
I don't know what the solution is. I don't know what they're going to do.
You already have two homeless camps in the Twin Cities.
Right. We can't afford more.
What evidence do we have that these poor people would not become homeless campers?
Well, that's what I mean, and especially with those great numbers that are coming in.
Well, I'm...
There's no easy solution.
All of this is being raised rhetorically. I have no answer for this.
Delta Airlines wants to fly nonstop from the Twin Cities to Shanghai and is seeking government approval to do so. The airline submitted the request to the U.S. Transportation Department to begin daily nonstop service from Minneapolis-St. Paul International in June 2020. If approved, it would be the first nonstop route ever between Minnesota and mainland China.
How long of a flight is that?
Gotta be 17, 20 hours.
Wow. No thanks.
After a study in the Journal of Sexual Medicine showed that the average American...
I get that, Megan.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. The study showed the average American male swimsuit area is 1 inch shorter than the minimum 6.69-inch length requirement of condom manufacturers.
Really? Depending on the temperature.
So now the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved smaller condoms.
Well, it's about time.
The study, conducted on 1,661...
How'd that board meeting
go? Thank God for that.
anybody got new items to bring up?
Yeah, we
got to
make these smaller.
A study conducted on 1,661 American men from Indiana University found the average length was 5.57 inches. Huh. The largest in the survey, 10.2 inches. The smallest, 1.6 inches.
Dang.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, only
1.6.
1.6. That's
like
correct.
A rabbit or something.
Well, everybody has their cross to bear.
Thank God Kenny's retired.
I thought about saving this one till Wednesday.
At the Krabby Coffee Shop, wherever he is.
I thought about saving the story for the day he's here, but I thought, nah.
Air Canada, 19 hours and 40 minutes with one stop.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I don't see any nonstop flights.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, only about a third of American men use a condom during sex, and a poor fit causing slipping is cited as one of the number of reasons for the lack of use. Condoms, of course, remain a largely effective method for preventing the spread of disease, but not if they slip off.
I'm not. Obviously.
This is a long story.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Or short, I guess.
CDC has a fact sheet on condom use, including details on how to properly use a condom, and a reminder not to reuse them. Huh. As you talked about earlier.
Who makes those anyway?
Yeah. Who makes what?
Condoms.
Well, there's a couple of companies, right?
I mean, somebody's living on Gulf Shore Drive. And it's a billionaire because they're making condoms.
Who makes condoms?
Well,
it's a rubber right? company, I guess.
Well, huh? Trojan's one of the big companies, obviously. Yeah.
This is Saul's condom factory.
They are.
What do you got, Rook? What do you got?
We will cover all bets.
Cover all bets.
All right, rubber and manufacturing advances. Let's see.
Okay, I don't really
We are the lamest show ever. We are Google searching.
I don't really need to know this. I don't need to know this. I'm sorry I asked.
Ruled and studded.
Eschoa.
It is like with a hammer and nails. I build a foundation with a studded.
Oh. As Joe talked about the first hour of today's podcast, four earthquakes measuring from 4.9 to 6.8 magnitude hit in quick succession off Canada's west coast late Sunday. The epicenter of the first 6.6 tremor was located 135 miles southwest of Port Hardy, a small municipality on the northeastern tip of British Columbia's Vancouver Island. The second stronger quake, 6.8 on the Richter scale, occurred 122 miles southwest of the Canadian town more than a half hour later. that 6 minutes later,
with a cartoon on Wikipedia of how this is done.
No, you gotta take that off. Your
get
car.
Off
that.
Get yeah, out of there.
Hang on. I think I'm violating some of the policies here.
I
at
think
DM.
You are too. No initial reports of damage or injury.
Get that off your screen.
And no tsunami warnings were issued. Whoa. Hey, you know who's out of prison?
Ray Ray
is out of prison.
Come
Ray
on.
Ray is a free man.
Where's he hiding?
Ray Caruth,
the former NFL wide receiver, released from prison Monday after serving more than 18 years for conspiring to murder the mother of his unborn child. The Carolina Panthers' 1997 first-round draft pick was released from Sampson Correctional Institution in Clinton, North Carolina, after completing his sentence of 18 to 24 years. He did not speak to reporters.
Didn't he unsuccessfully attempt to regain custody of the child?
I think
not
he did.
That long ago.
Yes, but now he said in this most recent story, he just wishes to make their acquaintance.
I'm sure that kid would really want to reach out. And
you guys, hey, Pops. You guys recall the story of the father and son who went after each other? The father with a chainsaw, the son with a lawnmower.
Sure. Yes.
Down in Bristol. Tennessee,
deep.
And we were wondering where they lived, and I said something to the effect that I think they live out on the highway, and we got a note here from Bill Bukovic in Mountain City, Tennessee.
Okay.
Former resident of Excelsior, Minnesota. Dear Mayor, I was listening to your podcast Tuesday, October 16, when my ears perked up about the story from Bristol, Tennessee, where a father with a chainsaw attacked his son riding a lawnmower. I live in Mountain City, Tennessee, which is about an hour from Bristol. Yes, rookie, there are mountains in Mountain City. Huh. The altercation occurred on Highway 421. Around here, we call that the Snake, which is an accurate moniker. The Snake is popular with sports car and motorcycle enthusiasts due to the many curves and scenery. One word of caution, if your wife gets car sick, don't take her on the Snake. Mm-hmm. Good luck, Bill. I've heard of the Snake now that he brings it up.
Hmm.
I'd have to look on the map where that is in Tennessee, but I bet that's quite the twisty, huh?
All right.
Quite the twisty. All right. Yes, John, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
A man facing a capital murder charge
has
asked that a portrait of General Robert E. Lee and other Confederate memorabilia be removed from the courtroom.
Really?
Where his trial will be held.
That offends him?
Yeah, the request outraged the victim's family, of course, who accused Darcell Nathaniel Murphy's lawyers of playing the race card.
Sure they are.
The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that Murphy's lawyers argued in a motion the trial should not be held where there are, quote, images that could be interpreted as glorifying, memorializing, or otherwise endorsing the Confederate cause. Murphy, who is black, is one of three men charged in the 2016 murder of Kevin Robinson. His sister, Donna Washington, said that Murphy's lawyers are playing the race card. She said, quote, we're all black. This has nothing to do with Robert E. Lee's portrait sitting in the courtroom. His trial is scheduled in May in a Louisa County courtroom. It has a large portrait of Lee and other smaller portraits of Confederate leaders. In 2016, a CBS affiliate, WTVR, reported a family member found Robinson's body covered in a blanket inside a home in Louisa. Along with Murphy, Dion Phoenix, and Tobias Owens, they were also charged with second-degree murder. Travelers calling for a boycott of Ryanair after a white male passenger was filmed using racist language against an elderly black woman, and he suffered no consequences for the tirade.
Well, somebody should have punched him in the mouth.
Did you watch this?
No.
That was my first thought, was why doesn't
somebody... Why didn't somebody hit him?
Basically, one other passenger stood up for the woman. That was it. Mm-hmm. Nobody else. They all just sat there and stared at the guy. The bad part about all this, Ryanair, who doesn't have a good reputation from the story I read, they basically let the guy have whatever seat he want and made the elderly woman take a different seat.
Oh, my God.
Why didn't they kick this ass off the plane?
Right.
Well, now, the only thing that Ryanair will say, they are saying, quote, it's a police matter, and they won't comment any further. The man was able to...
I didn't see the video, so what started all of this, Johnny?
Well, the video clip has been viewed more than 4.6 million times, shows a woman's daughter exchanging words with a male passenger who repeatedly insists that the 77-year-old woman be moved. He says, I'll tell you this, if you don't go to another seat, I'll put you in another seat. When the elderly woman responds with a Jamaican accent, the man says, don't talk to me, you bleeping foreign language, stupid, ugly cow, and then calls her an ugly black bastard.
I'm going to hit the guy. I'm going to hit the guy.
Yeah.
That's a groin kick.
That's a groin kick. Groin kick this guy.
That's for sure a groin kick.
That deserves this.
Ooh. A male flight attendant tries to intervene, and the video tells the man he's acting, quote, super rude. and needs to calm down. Mm-hmm. Other passengers can be heard urging the flight attendant to find another seat for the woman and throw the male passenger off the flight. That does not happen. The elderly woman moves back to a seat near her daughter, and the flight attendant told the male passenger he's going to speak with his supervisor about the incident, but he was able to remain on the flight. And as I said, Ryanair said they have no further comment because it's now a police.
May I interrupt you one more time?
Yes, sir.
Joe, I've been listening to GL for the last 12 years and have been listening via podcast since that option existed. I have never been confused when listening to John Heights newscasts. I am confident that most, if not all, GL listeners know that they are listening to a show that was recorded earlier. In fact, the podcasts are sorted by date and hour, and that same information appears while it is playing. Don't worry about us. We got this. Thank you and the staff. You have helped me actually look forward to my 40-minute daily commute while listening to your show. I could go on and on singing the praises, but for now I'll leave you with a simple thank you and continue to give the podcast a 5-star rating. Keep up the good work, Greg. Thank you.
That's awesome.
In other words, he's saying to me, don't worry about it, Joe. We'll, we know that we're listening to a podcast.
So when I get confused about the today or Sunday or Monday thing,
don't worry about it.
They can figure it out.
Absolutely.
Ryanair is a low-cost carrier.
I know. I want to fly on a very expensive airline.
And I know that you put a lot into the names of a lot of, you know, what you would fly. You know, you wouldn't fly anything with value
or budget.
Or city,
yeah.
You know, plane city.
Right, no.
But there is an Irish carrier, and they're called Aer Lingus.
Right.
Sure.
So, I mean, I don't know what...
I believe the pilot is referred to as the colonel.
No.
Is he not referred to as the colonel?
No.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was a funny name.
Well, they do. Have you never seen that, Rook? Because they do make the news on occasion.
It's a very famous airline, you moron.
Yeah. Aerlingus.
Right. It's an Irish term.
You take an Aer Lingus?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your colonel speaking.
It's right here.
It's an Irish term, huh?
Yes. I didn't know that was an Irish term.
Lingus.
Oh, sure, you bet it is.
Oh, Jesus, look it up.
We be taking the very large plane.
Look it up.
Well, you be taking Lingus tonight. Lingus is my favorite.
Just juvenile.
Yes, Johnny. We'll be taking it for a fortnight.
Well, did he suffer? Did it take long? Well, he did get out three times to take a leak.
Right. Okay.
How you doing?
Yeah, we got that. Yeah. I think we got it wrapped up, don't we?
I think so.
We're wrapping her up.
I think we better.
Okay, we can do that. We did hear somebody rated us. You can rate us on Apple iTunes. We're under News and Politics if you're trying to find us there. But we appreciate you tuning into the Garage Logic podcast. We will have more, of course, tomorrow or on the next podcast. We can figure it all out. Also, don't forget to watch for Table Talk with Rookie's Family. New episode coming very soon. That's also on Podcast One and Apple iTunes. Check it out. Talk to you later. GarageLogic.com. Thank you. See you next time.